Thank you, Lord. Oh, He's good. Aren't you thankful? You know, He's our Father. He's our Father. You know, Brother Moore had mentioned last week in talking about fathers, you know, the world has tried to mess that up. You know, the kids that we used to deal with, if you just said He's a good Father, they go, what's that? You know, hey, what's that? Because their vision was way different than maybe what I grew up with or what you grew up with, or maybe you didn't grow up with that good Father. But He's a good Father. He knows how to give good gifts. He knows how to do good things. And His care for us, His care for us, it's amazing. It is amazing. I have just these past few weeks, maybe months, but He's been, every time something happens and somebody shows me something or texts me a testimony or tells me something, all I can see in it is God's care for us. You know, if He paid off somebody's loan, that was God's care. If He healed somebody's body, that was God's care. That he cares for us in such a way. You know, it says to cast your cares because He cares for you. It's not just saying He feels strongly about you. It's saying He actually takes care of you. He actually will reach out, reach down, reach over. He nudges you when you're about to fall off. He keeps you. He's a good God. And His care for us is amazing. And it's something that we don't want to let out of our sight. In fact, is we want to keep it right here and let it grow. Let the knowledge of His love always grow in you. Because the knowledge, your trust in Him will go no further than the knowledge of His love in you. Amen?
Amen.
It won't go any further. It won't get any higher. It won't get any broader. How many can say they trust God more today than they did when they first got saved? Because why? Because you've learned to trust in Him. You know, you've learned, tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. What's the last verse? Oh, for grace to trust Him more. What are they saying? Give me more grace. Show me more of You. Show me more of You. Show me more of who You are. Show me more of Your goodness. Show me more of Your kindness. Let me see that mercy. And it's not that the mercy wasn't there. You didn't see it. In His light, we see light. So as you get in His mercy, you see more mercy. You know, I was thinking about some of the things we've talked about in the past few Friday nights in the faith adventures. And you know, in our faith adventures, of course, the one we ended up with Ramsey. And we had this little baby. You know, we got this little baby now, and we're sitting there thinking, who in the world thought we could have a baby? Who handed us this child? What was wrong with them? What were they thinking? We don't have any idea what to do now. You know, the first thing Kim was worrying about, what was it, prom dress?
I have a wedding.
Wedding. How will we ever pay for her wedding? She's 3 days old. Yeah, how are we going
to
pay for college? How are we going
to
pay for a wedding? How are we going to do all this? She's thinking years and years later, I'm thinking tomorrow. How are we going to eat tomorrow? Somebody gave us some food for the baby, but I don't know if we got anything. Because I knew the situation we were in. But through that, what He showed us was His care for us. His love for us. He step by step held our hand. He held our hand and He got us to that day. And you know what? At that point, we didn't know how or what. And yeah, we were both crying, wondering how. And she was out 20 some years later, and I was out a day and a half later. And we were like the children of Israel. I know You got us the baby, but how are You going to feed us now? You know, I know You got us through the Red Sea, but what about a sandwich? And that's how we begin to be when we don't recognize His care. That was the care of God leading them through the Red Sea. It wasn't just a miracle. It was His love opening that up and saying, I want you to walk through here. I want you to walk through here. And I guess we better start with our verse, Romans 8. Romans 8, 14. Because we're talking about being led. And to be led, you got to trust Him. Because you won't follow if you don't trust. And the more we recognize in our daily lives, every day, not just the big things. The big things are awesome. But His care goes way further than that. He wakes you up in the morning. Right? He gives you your breath. He gives you your life. He's making the earth spin. He's making gravity stay. He made the birds sing. He's making all these good things happen for you and me. For you and me. Just because He loves us. You know, there's so many things. They would really enjoy this today. I'm going to make sure that happens. Right? We like to see a cardinal. And He'll make sure one pops up for us just because we like to see it. Right? Because they're just a happy little bird. Nobody shoots a cardinal. Right? They save that for Blue Jays. Is that legal? Huh? Okay, they don't shoot Blue Jays either then, apparently. Apparently not. But He'll do things just for that reason. And what is it? It's His love for you. It's His care for you. Everything He said, when He says it's my commandment, He's not saying, I want you to do it because I said so. He's saying, I want you to do it because I love you. I love you, and I know what this will cause to happen in your life. Amen? It says, as many as are led by what? The Spirit of God, the Spirit of love. The Spirit of love. They are the sons of love. That you are begotten by love. You are brought in by love. You are kept by love. You are sustained through love. Love is the foundation of who God is, and it's His very character. Everything that flows out of Him flows through love because He is love. Mm-hmm. So anything that you get from God, you got from love. And because He loved you. No other reason. Amen? You know, it's difficult because we want to trade. Right? We want to trade. God, we'll do this if you'll do this. And God said, I'm going to love you. And if you do that, my love's going to act this way. Because that's what it does. If you don't do that, my love's still going to act this way. You just won't be near my love. Right? You know, back to our story. We weren't even tithers when we got Ramsey. So we wanted to be tithers. We had this want to in us. We're like, we really want to be tithers, but we can't see it. And we couldn't. I mean, I'm just being as honest as I can be. Right? You are where you are. You know, maybe there's somebody in here and you ain't seen it yet either. You know, if you ain't seen it yet, God's merciful. His care for, He'll take you by the hand. He'll say, let me show you. And step by step, He will. Because we saw the verses, but we didn't see, we saw it as you got to do this. You know, people always say we need to pay our tithes. That's not what it says. It says bring your tithes. Bring means voluntarily bring them. Right? Bring is a voluntary word. Right? It's not you must bring. It's bring. Bring your tithes and offerings. And we wanted to do that. Why? Because we had a heart for God. And we wanted to do that. And we saw the verses. Put those up. What is it? Malachi 3 something or other. Start with, I am God, I change not. That'll be good. Malachi 3 something or other. They are so smart up there. The smart people call them smart. They'll find it. Huh? 3:6. Him's even smarter. She got highlighted. Oh, she's got it highlighted. Thank God I got her. For I am the Lord, I change not. And that's exactly what we should say when we see that verse. Thank you, Lord. We shouldn't say, oh boy, we better not make Him mad because He doesn't change. You better be glad He doesn't change or He would get mad. Because He doesn't change, we're not consumed. Right? What's He saying? This is a good thing. You don't want me to change. You don't want me to not let you tithe because you want to tithe. He's getting ready to talk about tithing and He said, I don't change. Good news. I don't change. In other words, the same blessing that you would have been getting if you had brought all your tithes into the storehouse, you can still have. I didn't change. Glory to God. We have a not changing God. If he changed, if he moved one inch the other way, but people say, well, that's narrow minded. No, he doesn't have to change. He's God. He's always right. You know, the other day, not to skip around, a couple of weeks ago, God had told me something on the way to church, and we picked up Kim's mom, and we were driving down the road, and I was getting ready to tell him what God told me. He said, "You don't need to say everything you know." You know, and the answer this day and time is, "You're right, Lord." And that's what I said in my spirit. I said, "You're right, Lord," and he said, "Yes, I am." And it was funny because yes, he was. I said, "Well, of course you are. Of course you are." I didn't need to tell God he was right. He's right. You're right, Lord. Amen. But he changes not. He doesn't. You don't want him to change, because who he is and what he is and what he's given was given before you tithed. The blessing was already there. He didn't produce the blessing after you tithed. The tithe was the blessing, or the blessing was there for the ones who chose to tithe. The rain was going to fall. All they had to do was walk under it. Amen? And so he said, "I change not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not consumed." What's that? That's the care of God. That's his care for us. He loves us so much. He at that point, he couldn't get to us anyway. Of course, I know there's people that believe now that's passed away. I'm glad it had, and it's still working real well for us. Rain's still falling every time. Yeah. So, you know, if it was finally, you know, years later, you know, I mean, God was kind to us, because I would have money set aside for offering. I mean, "God, can I borrow some of your money?" And he let me. I'm not saying he said yes or no. I just felt like he was okay with it. I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to, don't quote Dave. It's a total Dave-ism, but I did. I'd say, "Lord, I really need to borrow some of your money." And I did borrow it. Well, you know why? Because we not only did we get the new baby, then wasn't a few years later, we decided we were doing, I don't even know why we decided, because we weren't doing any better financially. We got a new house. Right? New house, bigger bill. More credit cards, got to pay that bill. Right? Dumb. We're working, God's working with us. Why? Because we love him. Because he loves us. Because his care for us. You know, people, the devil's the one trying to tell you if you mess up, he won't help you. He said he would help you if you messed up. He said he would never leave you or forsake you. He said he would be there. That doesn't mean you purpose to mess up. But you know what? Sometimes, just like you guys are really smart, but we weren't smart enough to do it right. That's as simple as I can put it. We did not have the light to get there yet. But we wanted to be there. Amen? We wanted to be there. And so God worked with us. Why? Because he saw our heart. He works with your heart. He saw our heart. We wanted to be there. We just didn't know how to stop and say, "No, we're going to do it." And so we inched along, bought our new house. The business is doing, right? It's doing. And we got a lot of other stuff going on, and we still got lots of bills. But through that, we're doing what God says to do. We're being led. You know, God says do this, God says do that. He didn't, you know what? He never got on to me about not tithing. Now, I'm not going to say, people looking at me like, "I bet he did, you just didn't listen." Maybe so. Maybe so. He told me a lot of things in those days and time. But a lot of them about, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? You go here, you go there. Make sure you're here. Make sure you do this. Make sure you go over here. Make sure you love this person today. Right? How many know people are more important than anything? Right? And so, you know, not because we still wanted to tithe. We were still working on it. We never quit working on it. We even got close. I mean, we probably got up to 8%. Things like that, we don't know, because it's still not a tithe. Guess what? Tithe means tenth. So 8 and 10, if you watch Sesame Street at all, you know those are two different numbers, right? Yeah. I still watch Sesame Street. Yeah, they kind of changed. I don't watch it as much anymore. But anyway, we wanted to. And so as the years went on, God was blessing us in spite of ourselves. But because why? We were giving. We were giving of our time. We were giving of the money we had and the light we had. We were doing the things we knew to do. And you know, there may be people in here saying, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing what I know to do. Do what you know to do. Trust God. You want to get to where you in your heart can tithe. Because bringing your tithe obediently is not enough. You got to bring it willingly and obediently. You got to want to do it. It's got to be a joy to do it. Paying tithes, that would mean you something you had to do. And if you didn't do it, God was going to get you. God's never going to get you. Except for in a good way. Right? He's not trying. He's trying to get you away from the going to get you guy. Right? God's trying to keep you back from the going to get you guy. That's what he's doing every day of your life. He's giving you direction that will keep you away from the going to get you guy. Because the going to get you guy is your enemy. And the Lord is not your enemy. He's a good God. And so we kept going. We kept working. And one day God said, I want you to tithe. You know, some of the other things he did, this will sound weird to some people, but in the midst of this financial, you know, especially at home and the business, you know, I'm dealing with all this in my mind, but I'm pretty good at that because I'm kind of an airhead, if you will. I won't think about it. In other words, if there's a problem, I'll look at it for a minute and then I'll quit thinking about it. Right? But Kim wasn't like that. So God said, I want you to take over all the bills. Kim didn't like that because I was in the middle of her checkbook. Can't even read my writing, let alone pay the bills. But God said to do this. Why? Why? Because he cares for us. He's not trying to hurt anybody. He's not trying to take anything away from anybody. He's trying to get us in a place where, and what? You can't be in faith and fear. So he's trying to get the fear out of her because he had graced me to handle it at that moment in time. And so I took over. And I mean, that was back when we first started with computers and somebody had given us some old computers like that. And, you know, I had the green screen with the yellow, you know, block letters. And I put it on there and I started paying the bills. And the bills started getting better. The money didn't change, but the bills started getting better. It wasn't because I was a financial genius, because it was obvious after bankrupting the company and putting us in debt that I was not the financial genius. But I served a financial genius. Right? And he said, do it this way. And when I began to do it this way, the money began to work out. And you got to listen for things like that because you'll think it's punishment, but it's care. It's God caring for you. It's God loving you and making a decision to push you and nudge you just a little bit over here so that he can work in your life because he's trying to work. And you're looking at the things that are going on, and you're still saying, I can't tithe. And see, he says, well, do this. He doesn't even talk to me about tithing. He talks to me about doing these other things. Take over the bills. And I did. Took them over. Kim didn't even see them. It was great for her. You know what? Just see, you can't see them. They're really not there, right? And at that point, we couldn't make any new ones, so it wasn't a big deal. It's not like we had credit cards that worked, right? Now, you know, I don't know if they still have them, but back then they had the financial institutions, if you will, and you could borrow from them. And if you did, you would owe them forever, five ever. I'm telling you, you didn't get out of it. And we actually got out of those. You paid them off. God just, and I don't, like I said, that we weren't making more money. We did get to the place where I knew I'd get a check. So that was a blessing. Because when I knew I'd get a check, that means the business is doing a little bit better. Don't have to think about that. She worked the whole time for a good place. And so that worked out good. And so finally one day, after everything started getting better, he said, you can tithe now. You can tithe now. And we got together and we said, this is it. And you got to do that. There's going to be a day where you got to say, this is it. We are going to tithe no matter what. And we had the faith to do it at that point. Amen? You got to have faith in God, not faith in you. Faith that God has given you the grace and the ability to do it. And at that moment, we knew, yes, we can do it. Why didn't we do it before? Because we didn't know we could do it before. Why? Because we weren't in faith. And they said, well, you could have done it. Not in faith. Not in faith, it's not going to mean much. Probably going to get us in bigger trouble. And then we're going to blame God, right? Well, I was tithing and I still went broke. I've heard that before too. I'm like, well, you were giving 10%. I don't know if we want to call it tithing or not. Wow, that went over. So anyway, when it came to that day, we did it. And we've never turned back from that. We've never turned back from tithing. And from that day forward, everything in our life, including the business gave, don't get me wrong, the business never didn't give. I mean, when we were the brokest one day, we had $100 in the bank, and I told my brother, I said, send $75 to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And he's called my mom. He was telling on me. He called my mom. And he said, Mom, we got $100 in the bank, and Dave just told me to give 75 of it to Kenneth. I should have said 100. What's $25 going to do for us? I was being cheap as it was. And he called my mom. He said, Dave's going to give $75 of it away. And Mom said, good. Don't tell Mom when you're going to do something for God, because she's going to say good. She said good. Why? Because you got to be a giver. No matter with what you have, you've got to find a way. If it's a quarter, you can give. Amen? You can give. You could go find a penny on the sidewalk. Give it. You can give. Amen? And so the business never stopped giving. We never stopped giving. We just never came up to tithing. But to that day, we did. And we've never looked back. We've never had another day since then that we were not tithers. And we will be tithers. We will be tithers. We will bring ours to the storehouse. Why? Because it says, do this because I'm pouring out a blessing. You know, if you just believed that verse, you would run to make sure your tithe was brought to the storehouse. If you just believe that verse, I'm going to pour out a blessing that's so big you can't have room enough to receive it. And on top of that, everything you receive can't be taken away from you, because I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. And you're not going to lose any of your calves. You're not going to lose any of your fruit. You're not going to lose any. And you're not going to lose nothing, because I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Why? Because I care for you. Not because I have to pay you back for bringing the tithe. Why? Because the tithe was his anyway. He's not paying you back. It was his. People say, well, that's what you get if you tithe. He pays you for it. No, he doesn't pay you. The tithe was his to start with. You just honored him. And when you honored him, he was able to show you his care. He was able to open up a little more and say, hey, look at this love. Let me lavish this on you. Let me lavish a little more love on you. Huh? That's all he's looking for. He wants one more way to lavish love on you. Yes. If he can find any way to show you his love, to give you knowledge of his love. Amen? Then you know what? It says in the word, it says that you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. The first truth you should know, God loves you. You want to be free? Everybody in here, everybody watching online, everybody in Sarasota, God loves you. Be free. Be free. Because he loves you. If God loves you, who can be against you? Your deck is stacked. Your team has got all the winners on it. There's no weapon against you now. There's literally no weapon that the enemy can form against you. Why? Because anytime, if you'll just stop long enough, say, wait, I have some knowledge here in my heart. I know God loves me. Satan, you can't touch me. God loves me. Satan, take your sickness back. God loves me. God loves me. He's going to take care of me. He's going to be with me. He's going to sustain me. He's going to protect me. He's going to provide me. He's my strong tower, right? He's my shield, my buckler. He is my rock. He is my hiding place. He is my everything. He loves me. Glory to God. And because He loves me, He'll care for me. He'll take care of me. He'll take care of me. Glory to God. And everything He does is designed to do just that. That's what He's trying to cause to happen. And in this day and time, we're bringing up this little baby that we don't know how, right? She gets to be a child. She starts wanting more stuff. Well, I'm that kind of dad. You want a baby? Okay. We'll find a way. Man, she wanted it. She got it. Glory to God. You know, one of the worst days of my life, the church had started here, and I don't know how old she was, maybe 10, 11, somewhere in there. And she wanted a laptop. And I had the money to buy it at that point. And God said, nope, she's going to believe for it. I'm like, no, God. She's mine. Huh? She's God's. I'm not her source. I'm a channel that God uses a lot still. Thank you, Lord. I like to be that channel. But I'm not her source even in that day and time. And He's trying to care for her. He's saying, let me care for her. Let me show her that I care for her. And so it was hands off for me. And it wasn't any time. I won't ask her if she's up here and I could embarrass her. But it wasn't any time, was it? 2 weeks maybe? 2 weeks. $1,100 came in to her. Right? We didn't go out. We didn't have a GoFundMe page. Right? Right? We didn't step up in the polls. That daughter needs a laptop. If you guys don't give, I don't know what we're going to do. No. We didn't do anything. We stood back. And she even got close. She was like $900. I think it was $1,100. And she got to like nine. And I'm like, okay, God, I can get the other two, right? And He goes, nope. I'm like, man. Why? Because He is growing us and growing her. But He's growing us to learn to help her to trust Him. Right? Your kids need to trust God. Right? The vision lists are great. They are. And your kids get stuff. Have you noticed sometimes your kids get stuff and you're sitting there thinking, why don't I ever get it? Kids get stuff all the time. Why? Because they just trust God. One day you told them He loved you, that He loved them, and so they just believed you. Right? They haven't got old enough to get stupid yet. Kids don't ever get old enough to get stupid. God will always love you. And He will always care for you, and He will always take care of you. His care for us is amazing. And what we want to do in that, gaining that knowledge of that care, we want to gain more and more knowledge of that love and that care, because those are the things that He moves in. He wants you, the more you know about His love, the more ability He has in your life. Why? Because you just trust Him. You know, there's things as we grew that we could trust Him. You know, we just knew God would take care of that. There was other things we're like, wow, how are we going to do that? I don't know why we did that. Usually it was something smaller. You know, He paid a bill, but how's He going to get His groceries? You know, paid our $800 mortgage payment, but man, how are we going to get groceries now? He paid your $800 mortgage payment. He can take care of your groceries. Right? He's a good God. Don't doubt His care. Don't doubt His love. When the minute you hear yourself saying, don't you care? Don't you care? Then stop and slap yourself in the face. Right? Smack yourself real good and say, I'm sorry, Lord. You're right. Why? Because He's right and He cares for you. He doesn't want to hear that. He doesn't want to hear that. Why? He does care. He told you He cared. His word, He's God. He does not change. He's going to care for you every day of your life, every second of every day. And then when you get to heaven, He's still going to care for you. Glory to God. Why? Because He loves you. He loves you. Glory to God. Where are we going next? We're going to go there anyway. Psalm 26. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. God doesn't want us just to be saved. He wants us, remember what it says, this is our prayer verses. 1 Timothy 2, 4 says, I want all men to be saved and in the Young's Literal it says, come to full knowledge of my truth. His word is truth. Jesus is truth. If his word is truth, God and his word are one. So God is truth. Amen? So now love is truth. Glory to God. So the knowledge of truth is the knowledge of love. The more knowledge of truth you have, the more knowledge of his love for it. Well, it is truth. Truth can be trustworthiness. It can be absolute irrefutableness. Amen? His truth is truth. You know, lots of people got their truth. I don't know what all that's about, because I'm not looking for another truth, because I found the truth. Right? And what I want to find is more truth. Because the truth you know is what's making you free. Amen? That's why the first truth you should know is God loves you. That's the truth you got saved on. For God so loved Dave that he gave his only begotten son. Glory to God. But how free can you be? You can be really free when you know God loves you. Amen? And so he wants us not just, and that's where he leads us in ways where he can bring us further up in the knowledge of his truth, in the knowledge of who he is, in the knowledge of what he wants, in the knowledge of what he wants for you. Right? You think I'm a good dad? When Ramsey asked for something and I wanted to give her something, when you ask for something, he's already preparing it. It's already, he prepared in advance for us to have it. Why? Because he knew what you wanted before you asked for it. And he wanted you to have it worse than you wanted to have it. All you got to do is be where it is. And where it is where his truth is, where his love is. Right? I wanted, you know, when the business was going one way, we grew up kind of blue collar, which I like. You know, we grew up and when I was going to graduate high school, I was going to go be a truck driver. That was my goal. Right? What are you going to do when you grow up? Teachers would ask me, they'd say, what are you going to do when you grow up? I'm going to be a truck driver. And they go, that's kind of, you just want to go to college? I'm like, no, I want to be a truck driver. And I did. Actually, eventually, after I graduated high school, I worked at a gas station for a while so I could meet Kim. And then I went into the trucking business. I didn't go in the business. I worked for the person that owned the business. So I drove their trucks. And then I started working in the warehouse, so I backed their trucks. I backed up. I was a professional trailer backer. Right? But you know, in our family, when I was a little kid, I remember my dad and mom would buy us Levi jeans. And they caught more trouble from the rest of the family. What are you, how so uppity? Your kids got to wear Levi's. Well, can't they just wear the plain pockets like we do and our kids do? You're just uppity. Levi's. Come on. That's not blue collar. That's no collar. You don't even have the money for a blue collar. It was sad. And that's kind of the way in our whole family we kind of grew up. But we had on my mom's side some grandparents that didn't believe that. And I'm not saying they believed God, but they believed you could make money and it'd be good. And so they pushed us the other way. And mom kind of liked that too. And so, you know, we kind of got pushed the other way. It was okay if you actually tried to make something of yourself. Even if it were being a truck driver, be the best truck driver you can be. And that's all I wanted to be. And then I wanted to be a forklift driver. I'm trying to get back to that. When they let me here, you'll see me. I'll be on the forklift doing something as long as they'll let me be on it. It's a good thing. Just don't put me on a mower. But you got to get rid of that mentality with God, because he doesn't want to bless you as far as your little box goes. He wants you to get outside of your little box. He wants your box to be broad. He wants he wants to lengthen the stakes of your tent, and he wants to make you a big tent so he can put more stuff in it, and then give you another tent to put stuff beside that tent in. Yes. And so you got to get away from, well, God can only do this for me because I don't want to be too uppity. Well, you won't get it if you're going to be uppity. So you won't have to worry about it, because he didn't give it to you so you could show everybody what you had. He gave it to you because he loved you. He gave it to you because he loved you and because he cares about you. And if you got it, you were in the place where it was to be got. Amen? And as we get to that place, we'll find that's where everything is. Amen? Where did I say to go? 26:3. Thank you, Lord. He's helping us. He's helping us. Thank you, Father. King James. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. What came first? You saw his love. You saw his love, because his truth is hooked to his love. You got to see that love before you'll walk in that truth. You got to know that love before you'll walk in that truth. And the devil's going to try to get you not to believe that. He does not want you to think that God loves you so much that he would do good things for you. You know, either you weren't good enough, or that God doesn't do that, and he'll remind you of five people that had bad times. And you know what? You may be going through a bad time. And he'll say, well, you put yourself in the mess. God ain't going to help you out. Yes, he is. Yeah, he is. That's just how good he is. He'll just help you out. Right? If you'll humble yourself before him, cast all your care on him, then you'll let him care for you. Amen? And when we do that, we put his loving kindness. We look at what he's doing, and we don't say he's doing it for this reason. He's doing it because he cares for you. He's doing it because he loves you. Every promise that he put in place because he loves you, because he cares for you. He put in place so that he could get more of him to you. Not stuff. Stuff just follows him. If you get more of him, more stuff will come. Because why? Because it just follows him. Why? He's an abundant, good God. Abundance follows him. Where he goes, abundance is. Amen? Where he goes, people be healed. Amen? That they stay healed. They receive healing. They receive prosperity. They receive the good things of God. What are they really receiving there? They're receiving the truth that his love and care for them is amazing. And they're not looking at other options. Because there's too many times we'll look to ourselves. Right? I mean, for years I was my own source. Why? Because I didn't let God be. Right? Anybody else been their own source? It's very limited, isn't it? Yeah. Very limited. Especially on a warehouse truck driver's. When we got married, I finally got a job that paid $5 an hour. And we were making $3.15. So together we were making $8.15 an hour. Ritzy. Very ritzy. Glory to God. I'm glad we did that. I'm glad we started right there. Amen? And I'm glad that we followed God's plan and we let him lead us. And I'm glad that we didn't say, oh, we don't have the money for a baby. Or I wouldn't have that beautiful girl up there. I'm glad we didn't say, what'd we say? God wants us to have one. And he held our hand and got us to that place. And thank God he did. Amen? If we'll just trust him and find out more. And when he did that for me, it showed me his fatherness. And I know I've used that word, and it's the best word I can think of to describe God, because it showed me his fatherness and how much of a father he truly was. That he wasn't willing that you didn't have enough. He wanted to make sure you had more than enough. He was, you know, like if your dad came and he had $100 and you needed 20, he'd just give you the 100. Now, if Ramsey came to me and I had $100, I don't know how your dad's going to do it. I wouldn't just give her the 20. I'd give her the 100. With God, He's not going to give you just enough. He's going to give you more than enough. When that song said, how much more? That's what it means. Is if you'll give just enough, if you'll give just what they ask for, how much more will our Father in heaven give to those who love Him? How much more would they give? And that's what he's looking for, people who see His love. And that's why I've really enjoyed every time somebody gives me a testimony, he shows me, he says, that's my care for them. He says, that's my care for them. God, I was sitting in my chair the other night, it was a couple of weeks ago, and God said, send so-and-so this much money. And I said, Kim, send so this person this much money. And it was their birthday, so I thought, well, they just want to really bless them on their birthday. And so I texted them, told them we were going to send them money and got what you need to send money. It's real easy to send money now. If people say, I just don't know how to give, I can't give. I never see anybody. You don't have to see people to give, trust me. Right? In fact, this is the person I gave to, I haven't seen since Christmas, so, and I may not see him again till Christmas. And at any rate, he said, do this. And so we did it, and he texted me about, maybe 30 minutes later, an hour later, it's kind of how he is anyway. And it said, let me tell you this story. And he told me a story about how this had happened and this had happened, and they only had enough money to pay for half of it, and what I sent was the other half. Now, everybody's had that experience, and if you don't, I pray you do, but that's God's care for him. God said, and he texted me back, and he said, thank you so much. And I said, I'm so thankful to see God's care for you. And that's what I texted him back, because that was God's care for him. And I love to see God's care for me, but I also love to see it for other people, because that means they're seeing more about God, because they had to notice for him to notice. They had to be in his line of sight. Remember, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro. What is he looking for? Somebody he can be good to. Right? So what happened? He stopped right there in his sight. And he said, wait, they're the place I can be good to them right now. Right? I can show them my goodness. I'm looking to show them my goodness. Right? How does it make you feel? God's standing up there. He looks back and he says, yeah, there's Tim. He wants me to be good to him today. And he looked across the whole area and found Tim ready. I think we should all have our hands up, right? We should all be ready. We should all be serving him. We should all be in a place where he looks and he says, there's so many here, I'm just going to be good to everybody. Hallelujah. All these people at Faith Life Church in Sarasota and Branson and all these watching, they're ready for me to be good, to show myself strong on their behalf. And that, why? Because he was already ready to do it. He doesn't have to work up new strength. He said, man, I didn't have enough strength for all those people. I got to whip up a new batch. No, he already had it in place. There's so much unused strength because we're not receiving it that he's got storehouses of it. Let's let him give it.
Amen.
It's his heart. It's his heart. There's no reason for us to stand back and watch it be stored up. And God's saying, I'm just looking for somebody to be good to. I'd hate to think that he looked across Faith Life Church. Not one person stood out to be good to. That would never happen. That would never happen. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes. In other words, every day as I think of you and I see what you do, I see it as love. I see it as your love for people. I see it as your love for me. I see it as your constant and consistent care for me. When I look at your word, I never see a commandment. I see an ability. I see a love. I see a care. In other words, when he tells you to do something, he's not saying, you have to do this or else. Right? He's saying, do this. Why? He's already excited because he knows if you do, you're going to walk right under the blessing spout. You can't get to where he's taking you without walking under the blessing spout. It won't happen. You can't get there. It won't happen. There's no way for you to get to where he's trying to take you without being rained on by blessings and showers. And it's all going to get you. It's all going to get you. But you got to trust that love first, because you won't walk towards something you don't trust. You'll walk towards what you do trust. And if you've only ever trusted yourself, you'll walk your own way. And I walked my own way for years. I walked my own way for years. And you know what? Got us in a lot of debt. Did a lot of stupid things. I was going to say something nicer, but they really were stupid. You know, I'm not saying every day was bad. It wasn't bad. We still loved each other. Things were still, you know, like I said, I'm an airhead. I'd shut my eyes for a minute, look back up, and the problem was over here. I didn't have to see it anymore. Right? But when I started looking for His love and His care for me, when I quit looking for His hand and started seeking His face, right? Because think about the rich young ruler. What did Jesus do? He didn't reach to him in love. He looked at him in love. He looked at him in love. If he'd looked back, if he'd only looked back and saw the love in here instead of looking for this, he'd have followed him. Amen? He doesn't want us to look for His hand. He wants us to look at His face. He says, seek my face forevermore. Amen? Why? Because that's where His eyes are. And you know what they're full of? Love for you. Love for you. Love for me. He's looking for a way to get more to you, more closer to you. He wants to be a bigger part of your life. He's the Father that wants to be all up in your business all the time. And you want Him right there. You want Him right there. It's the best place for Him to be. Because you know what? There's no one smarter than Him. Right? There's no one smarter than Him. There's nothing that's going to happen that's going to outsmart God. Right? And He's not doing things. You know, a lot of times, like when Ramsey was growing up, she'd say, hey, Dad, let's go do this. And I'm sitting in my chair about to watch a baseball or football game. And I'd say, no, we don't want to do that. And God stopped me. And He said, do you really not want to do that? Or do you not want her to do it? Or do you not want to do it? Because that's not leading. Right? And so, you know, people do it. I mean, why? It wasn't good for me. You know, I was happy where I was at. See, God never does that. Everything He does, He never says, if I could just get them to do this, it'd make my life so much easier. God never says that. But we do. We do. If I could just get my kid to stop that, it would make me feel so much better. Well, is that why you're doing it? So you can feel good? Or so you can care for them? See, God's doing it so He can care for us. Amen? And the best thing we can do if we don't see Him go in the right direction is pray and believe Him. And say, God, show them how much I care. Help me to show them how much I care. See, God's showing us how much He cares all the time, but we're missing it. We're missing it. We're missing it. And that's why, like I said, I'm so glad right now. Everything I see, He shows me, that's my care. He just backs me up and says, that's my care for Him. And I think that's awesome to see that every day. Because everything good that's happening in our lives right now is God's care for us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I haven't hit any of my verses yet, but what are we trying to do? We're trying to know Him more. We want to know Him. We want to know Jesus. We want to know that love that sent Jesus. We want to know that love that took stripes on its back. We want to know Jesus. We want to know why. Jesus is a picture of the love of God. The more we know about God's love and His care for us, the more care we'll have for others. You'll stop judging when you see what He's done for you in spite of yourself. Yes. Right? You know, it was almost impossible for me to punish Ramsey, because no matter what she did, she was such a better kid than I was that I'm like, how can I get onto her? What? I can't judge her. Right? Guess what? I'm a guy. I'm a man. I could miss it. I could do the wrong thing. I could wake up tomorrow. No, I wouldn't. But in me, in my natural human self, if I just follow me, we all have the ability to do everything wrong. There's no sin outside our realm. But with God, and as we know His love for us, then we don't chase that. We don't look at that. We cast those imaginations down. Why? Because it's trying to exalt itself where? Above the knowledge of love. cast down those imaginations that try to exalt themselves above the knowledge of God's love for you. Anything that tries to be stronger than God's love for you, it doesn't belong. It doesn't belong. God's love for you is the highest thing up here. And anything that tries to go here, right? What's that? That's in Corinthians. Casting down imaginations and everything that would try to exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ. The knowledge of God, actually. Amen? What's the knowledge of God? Knowledge of love. The knowledge of His care for you. If the devil says you ain't going to make it, what he's literally saying is God doesn't care enough about you for that to happen. And he's trying to get that thought to be greater than God's than your knowledge of God's love for you. If he can ever get a Christian to say, I don't think God cares. I've been dealing with this for 2 years. I just don't think God cares. That is exactly what the devil was looking for. That's the hook he was trying to get. If he can just get that word said, don't ever say that. God always cares for you. And if you've been standing for 2 years, stand for 2 years and 1 day. And if it's 2 years and 1 day, stand for 2 years and 2 days. Keep standing. Because His care for you won't stop. You know, I think about all those things we went through to get Ramsey, and then as she grew up, and I see the care of God. If you'll just look back, you're here today because of the care of God. Because He walked you here. He got you. You've been through a lot of stuff. You've been through a lot of places that He didn't lead you. But you were there. And guess what? He was there. Why? Because He said, I won't leave you nor forsake you. He was there. And he went right with you every step of the way. And He went right with us. He didn't stop at the hospital when we picked up Ramsey. He gave us the ability to feed her. He gave us the ability to have cars that we could drive. Because the first car we had, we put her in the car. We had a little bitty Mitsubishi Eclipse. And we put her in the car and we put the seat back and she was basically like this. And her head wouldn't say as she's, and we said, well, we got to do something else. You know, because all I had was an old beater truck and she couldn't be in it because only one seat. He gave us the ability to get a new car. He gave us the ability. And you know what? We had payment faith. Once I took over the bills, we got a hold of payment faith. People said, I thought you weren't supposed to have any debts. Here's where our faith was. Right? And if you got payments in here, you want to have payment faith because you got to make those payments. That's right. And then you can get payoff faith. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Why? Because God cares for you. He loves you. And He was with us during our payment faith. Right? We made all our payments. We didn't miss too many. We almost got our refrigerator taken one time because we missed it. You ever had that happen? People show up. We rented to own because we didn't have any credit. Right? And they didn't give us, and they don't send a bill. They don't send a bill. And so 2 months later, this guy comes to our door and says, I'm here to get your refrigerator. I'm like, what? And he said, unless you got this much money. I'm like, well, we don't have any money. How are we going to pay this? Guess what? God cared about us. We got through that. Guess what? We got through that. It may not have been God's best plan, but He took care of us. Right? And He's still taking care of us. He still takes care of you. You're here today because God cares for you. Because He cared for you. Because He got you here. The things that we go through, the faith adventures in life, they're not all big, enormous things. God cared for you enough to give you a watch so you could be on time. He cared you enough for you to get you a car that would get you there. He got your car fixed when it needed fixed. He got you food when you needed food. He's caring for you. When it says in Matthew that we're not quoting these verses, we don't quote verse 633 so we can get verse 626. Right? We do verse 633 and the rest of it happens. Why? Because you won't seek ye first the kingdom of God unless He's already first place in your life. Because I tried it. I tried to seek ye first the kingdom of God so I could have all my needs met. That was how I read the verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, so He'll give you all your food and all your clothes. That's what I was trying for. But when I started learning about His love for me, when I held that little baby, and I felt His fatherness, and I said, wait, He's a good dad. He's a father. And He loves me more than I love this little baby right now. And then she turned three, and I said, He loves me more than I love this little 3-year-old. And then she turned 10. I said, he loves me more than this 10-year-old. He pulled me out of a whole situation to get me to this day. And then the Moores come, and I'm working for the Moores, and they say, you ought to build a new house. I'm like, well, how build a new house? I can't wear plain pockets. I can't have Levi's. Build a new house. What are you talking about? Tell you what, you stand around people with faith, they'll get you some faith.
Yeah.
Why? Because God cares for you. You don't need a new house just so you have a new house. You need a new house because God cares for you, because everything you're going to do requires this new house. Right? Instead of 50 minutes from church, now I'm 5 minutes from church. If I get a call in the middle of the night, I'm at church. No time at all. But I remember the day they said, yeah, you ought to build a house down here. There's lots for sale over near us. I'm like, yeah, there is. They cost more than my house. Right? I'm going along, though. Why? These are my leaders. These are people of faith. I honor them. I trust them. And God led me to them. God put me in their ministry. And so I'm listening, and they say, well, you ought to get this lot. And I go to the bank, and they say, well, yeah, you can get that lot. I'm like, well, sure I can, but I'm going to own a lot. Can't build a house. Right? Well, I didn't say it out loud. Right? I probably said it to Kim. Kim probably said it back. This is crazy. Why do we own a lot? What are we going to do with that? That lot's worth more than the house we're trying to sell. We got a good deal on the lot, so it wasn't quite worth as much as the house we were going to sell. Really close. Really close. And so we got a lot. We go to the bank. Say, we want to build a house. They said, sure you can build a house. I know for a fact we're working on the Moore's faith right now. Because I'm like, thank you, Lord, for caring for us enough to put us with the Moore's. Because I got to believe we're working with their faith right now. And I know you're good and I know you love me, but you love me enough to send me here because we got to be working with their faith right now. And we built a house. Plain pocket jean boy. Can't have them Levi's. You can't have a new house and not a new nice house. You can't have that stuff. You can if you know God loves you. If you know his care for you, it's not about the house. It's about where he wants you. He just happens to build a heck of a house. Right? It's where he wanted me. It wasn't about the house. It was about the location. Amen? The location just happened to be a nice house when we built it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. But he's going to get you there. What will he do? He'll put you with people that are stronger than you. And they'll hold your hand with you. He'll be on one side, and they'll be on the other side. I just know that I'm over here, and Kim's over here, and Mrs. Moore and Brother Moore are over there on the other side. God's in between us. And he said, come on, you can do it, Dave. You can do it. Just buy the lot. Buy the lot. Come on, baby. You can do it. Buy the lot. Okay, now let's go the other way. Get a house. Get a building loan. You can do it. Come on. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, that God puts people together, me and you, together to believe with each other, not just to build a house, to get well, to be prosperous, to bring joy and encouragement when we don't have any, to build one another up and take us to the next level, to remind us that God loves you and he's not going to leave you right here. Keep stepping. Keep stepping. The only way you lose is if you quit stepping. So keep on stepping. Glory to God. Glory to God. He loves us. He cares for you and me. And everything he's done in our life. I was thinking about it this week, just a little from before Ramsey to during Ramsey to the business to the working at a church, to working for the Moores. I didn't know the Moores. All we knew was we stole tapes from them. Right? That's what we knew about him. And the next thing you know, I'm in the ministry. Thank you, Lord. Why? Because I always wanted to be a tither. I always wanted to serve God. I always wanted, it starts with the heart. Why would you always want to do that? Because you know he's good. You don't know how he's going to do it, but you just know he will. And because you know He will, you just won't quit. The devil thinks you're going to quit one day, and you wake up, and the God gives you that little hug. And you're like, ah, I can't quit. God's going to take care of me. I did that for 10 years with that business. 10 years, man. I thought I'd have it all planned out, how I could just bankrupt and come out with very little debt. And I'd wake up the next morning, I'm like, no, can't do it. We're going to make it. Somehow, I don't know how, have no idea how it could possibly ever work out, but I'm not going to do it. Why? Because I just knew God loved me. I grew up knowing God loved me. I may have got away from it, but I was never taught anything else except God loved me and He would care for me. And I was never taught anything else. Up to the day my mom left the earth, up to the day my dad left the earth, we would have never heard out of their mouth, God's not going to take care of you this time. Never. He would always, always take care of us. Stand on your feet. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.